99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 6:03, 48 outside. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Another little nice warm blast of the heat warmer on the way in on your buns. So if you're wanting to feel that vivid sensation, just maybe a quick trip out this morning to the car just to turn it on, make sure the battery doesn't die, and hit the little seat warmer there to warm your buns. I tried to turn the my minivan on yesterday, found out the battery died.
Oh no.
Because we hadn't driven that in a while.
Yeah. It's like, you know what, you're not really, gonna use me, I'm out, I'm checking out.
I was gonna say, there was really no need for it.
Uh-huh.
And so tried to even jump it, and still it was like, no, sorry, I'm done.
Yeah.
I've checked out.
Dang.
So yeah, so I'm going to use my own example as a reminder to you. Maybe you're not going and commuting to work. Maybe it's a good idea to every now and then go out to the car, turn it on, drive around the block a couple times.
Yep.
You know, just
make you feel like you're going somewhere too.
Yeah.
So it's good for the mental health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe go get your click list or something like that.
Yeah.
Pick that up at Kroger or Meijer or wherever you go to get your groceries. So, yeah, you know, just do that a few times maybe during the week just to make sure that battery doesn't die on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good note.
Thanks. We're all about good notes here.
Health and safety.
Right.
Wellness.
That's the
car info.
Hey, you know, we're not click and clack, but we do have car info every now and then.
We do, every once in a while.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
NPR guys.
Oh.
Sorry.
Gotcha.
I do enjoy NPR every now and then as a complete 180 shift to what we do here on the program.
I was going to say, it's real different.
Yeah. And these guys, they're out of like Boston. They've done their car talk. They've done
this. Oh, the car talk?
Yeah. I mean, they've done
the
this.
Park the car, Tom and Jan.
Literally like 40 years.
Nice.
I think they, one of them maybe passed away several years ago, but they retired a long time ago.
This is a really old reference, is what you're saying.
No, they rerun these episodes because they did thousands of these episodes. So it's still on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they're hysterical. They like, yeah.
Anyways. Talking about cars?
Yes.
All right.
There's two old guys that just make each other laugh, and they have Boston accents, and it's hysterical. And it's like people calling in going, hey, my car goes, he's like, hey, have you checked under the hood? You know.
Oh, my God.
It's funny stuff.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, sorry. And
hey, that reminds me. Do you remember? You remember the one time we used to do a show, a car show?
Oh, for Swope?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do.
And we had a service, segment. It's kind of like that.
It was a little bit. You're
it's
right.
It's kind of like that.
Right.
Does that give us car knowledge?
Are
we practically mechanics?
Sure.
Because we did that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was an amazing show.
I'll give
show.
You that. Yeah.
If any of you caught it on the Insight Cable.
What even was it called?
World of Cars.
World of Cars. That's what it was.
World of Cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Kelly and I hosted that every single week.
Yeah.
It was like Sunday mornings or something.
We did a segment on new cars, and we did a service segment, and we did a segment on previously owned cars.
Yes.
You were in a trunk one time.
I was. I was dressed as a leprechaun one time, too.
We even did test drives. Remember, we put the camera guy in Kevin.
I know.
Kevin, the sound guy, in the way back.
You know what? I didn't think that we'd open the show talking about cars.
Well, here we are.
But here we are. It's Friday.
Down memory lane.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Friday, so anything goes, right?
Yeah.
We're lucky we're wearing pants, I guess.
I know. And I wonder how Kevin the sound guy is now.
Kevin
the sound guy in the trunk.
We just had a moment of memory there. All right, so today on the show, we've got a naked story for your setting the bar.
Yeah, nakedness.
There you go. Family secret. You laugh, you lose. It is squared up at 7.
Yeah.
7 wins for Kelly, 7 wins for myself.
Is that where it is?
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
I do have a couple of aces in my pocket, I think.
You feel like you're pretty confident.
Well, it could be aces in my pocket against me.
That's true. That is true.
I think they're funny.
Sometimes our jokes are our own worst enemy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
More often than not, I feel like.
We have a wiener mask update.
Yes.
Facebook Fight Theater, and a bunch of other stuff to get to. All right?
The Facebook Fight Theater gets a little contentious, too. I mean, it's always on target with this stuff and the posting of the high school pictures.
Which you and I both did.
We're both guilty of it. Guilty as charged.
Yeah, 100%. All right, feel good stories. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. We try to give you these stories just to show you that there's some positivity in the world.
There's some light in the darkness.
That's right. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So Donut Shop in Ohio got a huge surprise when a customer bought a single donut and paid $1,000 for it.
Must have been one mighty fine donut.
Well, he was a regular at the shop, had been coming in for over 40 years, obviously has sentimental value to the guy, and he knew it was a family-owned bakery, and he wanted to try to keep them in business. So they wrote on Facebook, "We're in tears. This is a custard donut for $1,000 that helps keeps us in business. What a blessing."
Look at that.
Look at that. $1,000 donut. I choose to think it was the best donut he's ever tasted.
I mean,
it's custard, so.
I mean, you got to savor that, right?
Oh, sure.
You savor that.
Yeah. You really marinate in that custard.
You don't inhale the $1,000 donut.
No, you stretch it out. You have a long snack time with that.
Man, I got to be honest. I miss donuts.
I miss donuts, too.
Like, I haven't gone to Thornton's or Donut King or any of those, like, donut places.
High Five Donuts.
Plains.
High Five.
Bakery. High Five Donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sugar and Spice.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Shout out to all the donuts.
I know. I haven't gotten any of those in the past, like, month.
Are they delivering? Do they offer delivery and takeout?
I don't know. Well, I
do. Look it up.
I do run by King Donuts there in Linden.
Yeah.
And they are still open.
Okay, that's good. Because people need donuts.
They're an essential business, so I mean, know that.
Global pandemic be damned, we need donuts.
Tell you what, that's a little hole in the wall, and they make some pretty dang good donuts.
Usually
too.
The holes in the wall make the best.
Yeah, man, pretty good there.
Anyways. Okay, so that's feel good.
Yeah, all right.
And now we need donuts.
Yeah, Nords too. I forgot about Nords.
Oh, no.
Oh, the maple bacon donut.
Oh, the maple cut? The maple cut?
Ready for some donuts.
All right.
Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. She was a part of the Disney sing-along.
Oh, that happened? That happened last night, didn't it?
Yeah.
On ABC?
Yeah, the Disney sing-along. So, you know, Beyonce was a part of it. But yeah, like I said, Ariana Grande, she sung the song from Hercules. If there's a prize for rotten judgment, I won't say I'm in love. I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. And yeah, she's just kind of in her room, just doing that. You know,
Sounds great.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, all these like celebrities and singers, they have like studios at their house. So,
sure.
I mean, it's going to sound pretty good. So yeah, she sounded pretty good. Like I said, Beyonce, she took on the When You Wish Upon a Star. Yeah, so.
Which, interesting that she didn't just sing her song from Lion King.
Lion King?
Yeah.
That's Disney, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Demi Lovato and Michael Bublé. When you wish, dream is a dream, is a wish your heart makes. That's what it is. Cinderella, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. When
you fast asleep. Well, they went classics.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah, you're right.
All of those. Classic. Even Hercules, really old.
Yeah, Hercules. Hercules and then the... Yeah, When You Wish Upon a Star. What's that from? Is that Peter Pan?
No. Isn't that like Jiminy Cricket?
When You Wish Upon a Star?
I think it's like Mickey and Jiminy Cricket.
I have no idea.
Or maybe, ooh, maybe it's Pinocchio.
Really?
Yeah, it might be.
Why don't we know?
Isn't Jiminy Cricket with Pinocchio?
If only there was some sort of device that we could immediately look up this information.
What movie is When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio, 1940.
Okay, Pinocchio.
Yeah.
All right, so you're right.
Yeah.
I think.
The classics.
Right?
1940. Right. Yes, I did. I tossed out Pinocchio because Jiminy Cricket. That's
Jiminy
his little
Cricket.
Buddy.
All right. Okay. That little buddy.
All right.
All right, so that Disney sing-along was last night. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. You can always catch up on the podcast. WDGX.com, click listen. Is anybody listening, like, live right now? Is anybody?
It feels like no.
I tell you, like, right. It doesn't. It feels like we're just talking into a vast space.
Of nothingness.
Of nothing, right. Which, you know, could be said a month ago.
Oh, Adam's there. Because he was chiming in about the donut people. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
Adam's around.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We can count on Adam.
Why don't you guys text us if you're listening and tell us where you're working if you want a shout out. I mean, we'll give you a shout out. Like your business or whatever.
It's a little business spotlight. Ben and Kelly. Hey, cool cats and kittens.
Hey there, cool cats and kittens.
It's your shout out?
It's your Ben and Kelly business spotlight here.
It's the shout out hour.
It's the shout out hour.
On the Ben and Kelly show, we're going to dedicate an entire hour to just saying names on the radio.
I used to do an entire segment when I worked in the evening about just shout outs.
And
it was literally just a bunch of kids that would be like, I want to say hey to Bridget.
Oh my
and
God.
Carol and Tiffany and Wanda and all the fifth grade class at Mrs. Peabody Montessori School.
That is exciting for those people only.
I know. Yeah.
So the rest of everybody else rolling their eyes.
Right.
And changing the channel.
Well, you know. It was a different time back then, I'll say.
Oh, we got a text. I listen every morning on my way to work. What's your name? Tell us your name.
Okay. All right. Again.
We got one.
Okay, thanks.
Checking in.
So there are two people that are listening live. So
we got perfect. Adam and this person.
All right, wonderful. Well, yeah, if you want to text us or tweet us at Ben and Kelly Show.
Oh, Steve and Jill Casey. Hey, guys. We'd love to give you guys
a shout out, your business or whatever, especially if you're an essential worker and you're trying to just keep afloat.
Ashley, U of L Hospital. Working the COVID hotline. Listening to you guys. Heather and Lizzie are here. Kim, school teacher at home. Hey, they're starting to roll in.
All right. Well, cool.
We have our six. We have seven.
Well, we used to have seven.
Yeah.
I remember we used to. We lost one, I think, several years ago. I think we're down. We are still down to six. Here, 99.7 DJX. Well, we got a treat for you coming up because Mother's Day shouldn't be ignored even in a pandemic.
All right. Harry, Amazon, love you. Robbie, working at Cintas. We see you.
All right.
Love it. Ooh. Amanda, listening on the way to work at U of L Hospital. NICU.
All right.
Guys doing important work.
Yeah, that's people are still having babies.
You can't really stop that.
Even in a pandemic.
Dang.
Yeah, how do you stop that?
You really can't.
Okay.
That's a freight train that's just going to keep going.
It's going to keep going.
Yeah, I know from experience.
You can't. There are no amounts of Kegels or clenching that's going to keep that baby in there.
Nope.
Hi, welcome back to the Ben and Kelly Shoutout Hour here on 99.7 DJX radio station using our behemoth FM radio towers here for good.
Our big stick.
Our big stick to shout out local people here who are listening here on the 99.7 DJX. I like Steven. He's like, hey, I'm at Squire Boone Village, New Albany, making candy. Souvenirs.
Oh, get out.
Steven.
Oh, Steven.
What a coincidence that Squire literally is our winning word this hour.
Look at that.
Yeah, get that in. WDJX.com. Click win, and you could win $1,000, Steven. So that'd be a nice little... chunk of money there for you.
That's fantastic.
Katie checking in, working at Norton.
Yeah, like thank you, Katie. Thanks for doing what you do.
Yep. Heather and Lizzie checking in. We appreciate that.
Eli on his way to FedEx.
Nicole on her way to work. So
FedEx supply chain.
Very cool. Yeah. Obviously, a lot of people are still working and essential and, you know, doing their thing. So. We appreciate that. We're saying what's up to Travis. Checks in, says, good morning. Heading to Jackson County, Indiana, building bridges on I-65. Love the phone taps.
Oh, wow.
Appreciate it, bud.
That's pretty awesome. You guys, well, hopefully he's really good at his job so the bridges don't collapse. I'm assuming he is.
Why do you assume that? Why do you immediately go there? Hope Travis does a good job. My gosh.
I appreciate how hard his job is because, see, if we are bad at our job, no bridges are falling down, right?
This is true.
Right? That's good. Thank goodness for that.
Laura checks in. Laura and my husband, Brian, stream you guys in his semi while he drives all over the country.
Oh, wow.
For Mr. P. There you go.
Again, people that have jobs that we could never do.
Right. Jalen checks in, says, headed home from Schneck Respiratory Therapy.
Wow.
All right.
Again, sounds like very important work.
Noelle shouting us out from the L&N building to all the essential workers. So appreciate that.
Hey, Noelle.
Twitter, Linda, listening on my way to work at USPS. Oh, yeah. The mail's got to get through.
Absolutely.
Jason says, hey, everybody working at the Walmart store, 3610. All right.
Okay.
A Walmart store, 3610. What up?
Sweet.
I don't even know where that is.
We love you.
And then Megan checking in from Able Care Transportation. So that's cool. Yeah.
We love all you guys.
Yeah. Everybody who's actually, you know, working and is able to work, I should say, your essential jobs. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate that. So there you go.
Coming that makes up, us feel not so alone.
So alone in this world.
Yeah.
Next is a setting the bar story, which will also double as a naked story.
I love all of it already. I know nothing about it, but I love all of it.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that. All right. 99.7 Divas Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can get a smart speaker, ask Alexa, ask Siri, ask anybody, play 99.7 DJX, and you can get live radio, you can get our podcast, all that. Setting the bar small, examples of what not to do. We give these stories to you so you know how not to live your life, okay?
Okay.
This also doubles as a naked story. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a funeral home.
Oh, wow.
And then getting naked, you're doing okay.
Why are we naked in the funeral home?
There are a lot of questions.
There's so many questions.
There are a lot of questions.
So many questions.
Okay, so we're going to introduce you to Ethan.
Ethan's naked in a funeral home. Okay. How old is Ethan? Ethan, do we know?
So here's the thing. Ethan busted into a funeral home there outside of in Pennsylvania about 8 o'clock, right? And then once inside, decided he was going to get naked. All right.
Seems logical. It's the next step.
And so here's the thing. It's unclear how police were tipped off to the break-in.
Okay, so they didn't have like an alarm that was triggered?
Not exactly sure. But when they arrived, they discovered Ethan, who smelled of alcohol.
Ah, there's a key component.
With a cold bottle of beer in a display casket.
Okay. Wait a second. He is hanging out? In a display casket?
He put his
with a beer?
Beer in the display casket.
Okay. But he wasn't in the display casket. He's just standing next to it naked?
Right.
Okay. Ethan, so he's using that as like a bar.
Ethan didn't tell the authorities why he broke into the funeral home, but said he wanted to speak to his girlfriend.
Did she recently depart us?
I don't know that.
I'm guessing again, that has to be the case. This sounds like if I am a detective, put my hat on, I'm putting the pieces together. Sounds like he is distraught over losing his girlfriend.
It sounds...
Had a few too many to drink.
Like there are a lot of things in this story.
And wanted to visit.
That are unanswered.
Okay.
So again.
Oh, I feel bad. If that's the case, if he lost his girlfriend and he's having a hard time dealing and he just wants to feel close to her again... Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that's not the way to do it.
No, let's not.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a funeral home, stripping naked, then you're doing okay.
Ethan needs a hug. After he puts clothes back on.
After he puts clothes back on.
Because, wow.
There you go. Naked story and setting the bar.
Dang.
On 99.7. All right, Feel Good Stories do this every single hour as well. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly Kay.
So you know John Krasinski.
I've heard of him. One Jim of Halpert.
Favorite actors, yes. And now he's a beefy, beefy action star.
Yeah.
Stars in Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime, which sure highly does. Recommend watching those if you haven't.
Right.
He's also decided in these quarantine times that he was going to start up his own little show on YouTube called SGN. Some good news. We've been posting some episodes up on the website. I know Sarah's been posting them. They're pretty fun. All he's doing is kind of like this little mock newscast from his house.
Right.
About nothing but good stories. Yeah. And he's got a little sign made by his kids.
It's pretty cool.
It's fantastic. Well, he is throwing a prom tonight. And you're invited because he feels so bad about the seniors for 2020 getting robbed of that experience. So he is DJing your prom tonight.
Indian red, he'll dance you.
Confused? Me too. For all of you missing prom, I'm hosting this Friday night.
There it is.
Yep. Tonight. So it's going down at 8 o'clock our time. He's gonna DJ it. I feel like it's going to be amazing. He's going to invite some special guests to be popping in. It's all obviously virtual.
Right.
So dress up or not, but show up on the YouTubes.
I was going to say, and then next Friday night, we'll be doing the same thing.
Exactly. So you know what? Here's the thing. Maybe the seniors are going to be making out better with a million virtual proms to go to. We're going to prom it up.
There you go.
We're going to prom it up.
All right.
It's going to be awesome. So we'll tweet that out if you want to check out his YouTube channel at Ben and Kelly Show.
You know, Kelly, sometimes I wish you were a guy so we could talk about guy things.
What, like what kind of guy things?
Like things that you wouldn't necessarily understand because you're a female, no fault of your own.
Okay.
So
well, you want to just try it, see how it goes?
So I go to the restroom.
Oh God, I went out. I went out already.
So I noticed
uh-huh.
that when I'm
easy
in public,
uh-huh.
and I'm at the urinal.
Okay.
I go through the zipper.
Okay.
But when I'm at home.
Now, wait a second. You keep the button?
Yes.
But then just the zipper.
Yep.
Okay. I made gestures I don't want to admit I did.
But when I'm at home.
Okay.
I unbuckle everything.
Everything. Okay.
And I go over the top.
Over the top.
See, again.
I really regret the mental picture I have right now. I regret it.
But I regret it. And I don't know why I do that. And I know that some like little kids like take them all the way down to their
sure,
ankles.
Why not? Yes.
And I don't think I ever did that when I was younger.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if it's a matter of
oh wow
me just trying to be like discreet and humble. When I'm in public,
humble.
When I'm in public,
right.
Because I feel like when you're at a public, you know, restroom,
they really should have larger walls on those, like partition area for you guys, right? Because it feels like there's not a lot of wall space, and it's just kind of everything's exposed, is it not?
Well, a lot of places now with public restrooms, and you know, this is thinking back to when we all went to public restrooms,
right.
A lot of them are closed
right
now.
Hard to remember.
Right, but they have now adopted, a lot of places have adopted the partition
okay.
to make it a little bit more...
discreet.
Yeah, sure.
Private.
Right. But again,
yeah.
like you're not a guy. You don't appreciate that.
You're right. I do not have one of those.
But I was just, you know, as I was...
I do all that differently.
As I was standing there, I was just thinking, you know? Because you got a minute to think.
Yeah, and your mind can wander.
Yeah, and that was where it went to. I was like, you know what?
So you were dissecting your different methods.
Yeah, why do I go through the zipper in public and over the top when I get home?
Is it dangerous to go through the zipper? I mean, is there danger of, like, scraping?
There's always danger.
Okay.
There's always danger, Kelly.
Yeah.
When you get those parts around a zipper.
How's this conversation going for you? I know how it's going for me. How's it going for you?
I just wanted to know. Like, I wish Kelly was a guy, and then I'd be like, hey, do you do the same thing?
You know what? If I was a guy, I'd probably be through the zipper.
Yeah, see, that's what I do in public.
All right.
But then when I get home, maybe I'm a little bit more comfortable and I'm like a little bit more in my element. I'm like, eh, I'll let it go.
If I was at home, I'd get naked.
Okay.
Okay. Was that better?
Sure.
Did that help?
Yeah.
Did that help you?
Yeah, but...
I know, like, for me, I'm in a really bad mental state.
Sorry.
I regret the mental picture.
Still got that mental picture.
Kelly, yes, I do. Thank you.
99.7 DJX.
Thanks for that. I'm so glad that you and Jason are bonding over text, working out logistics. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking about bathroom habits, as guys typically do.
Oh, really?
And
is this typical conversation?
And being in public versus being at home.
See, if you're wondering...
And going through the zipper when you're in public and going over the top when you're at home.
Maybe next time, when we're able to be out of quarantine, you can go back to public places. Let's just look over and see what everyone else is doing. It's not going to be creepy at all.
Hey, do you mind? Can I check there real quick?
Take a survey.
I just want to see what you're doing.
Urinal row.
Are you going?
Take a little survey, see what everyone's doing.
You going through
make
the,
you feel better.
You going through the zipper or are you going over the top? How are you doing this? I just want to make sure I'm not weird. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, Steven, his boxers don't have a hole. He's only got one choice. You up and over.
I'll tell you what. I sometimes wear the... I know what he's talking about. I sometimes wear the boxer briefs that don't have the hole in the front.
They don't have access? And they make those?
It's like, what type of guy underwear doesn't have the hole in the front?
That's what I'm thinking.
But anyways...
You have to have the access panel.
I own a couple, and so...
It's, up and over.
It is interesting, though, when I try to go through the zipper, that makes it a little bit more complicated. I gotta really dig in there.
Why are you still trying to incorporate both techniques?
I don't know.
That doesn't work out logistically. Again, the mental picture I'm angry about.
Kelly,
I'm angry about the mental picture I have of you. God.
Standing at the urinal, rooting around in there.
Oh, God. Oh. This is pain and suffering. Do I get workman's compensation for this? This is so bad. This is not.
Hang on. I have to play another song before we get into Family Secret. We're too off the rails to go there right now. All right. Stupid.
I'm gonna cry of
this
tears.
This is stupid.
I'm tears.
So, someone texted in, Ben, do you take off your pants for a number two? I got to be honest. Sometimes I do.
Do you really?
Sometimes I do.
What like, are you, a toddler? What's like, happening?
Like, when I'm at home, and this is when I'm at home, I will, sometimes it is one of those moments where I'm like, I gotta get myself mentally ready. And I'll just take them all off, and I'll really get a wide stance.
Wow.
So I can get the wide stance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chris is all like, well, listen, depends on the urgency.
Yeah.
Which way you're going
in.
Because,
you
know, if time is of the essence,
right,
that's going to dictate what you do. I said dictate.
again, I don't know why anybody listens to this radio show.
At least it says I'm angry about the mental image, too.
Lisa's like, yeah, she continues. I'm seriously going through the men in my life. This is so not cool. Did they go through the zipper or did they go over the top? How'd they do it?
No.
Are you judging a man based on what way he goes?
I don't want to know, and I don't want to have this conversation anymore.
Again, that's why I was wishing sometimes you're a nude so that we could just have a free conversation about this.
I tried to take one for the team, and I regret it 1,000%.
I regret it.
I regret it.
Take it back. All right, Doja Cat. All right, we'll do our family secret. We'll get to our family secret up next. We get into family secrets just about every Friday. It's a weekly thing that we do where, you know, we offer up our show as kind of a forum for you just to get it off your chest. We find that sometimes it's easy just when you put it out there. One, it provides clarity maybe to what you are going through. And it also sometimes, maybe it helps, maybe it forces you to address the issue. Either way.
Okay. Let's dive in.
Yeah, family secret. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
So I have a big confession.
Okay.
I had a baby 9 months ago, and I'm an only child, and I want a lot of kids. I'm already considered to be kind of an old mom, I guess.
Okay.
And so I wanted to try to start having another baby right away. But my husband, he doesn't want another baby at all.
Oh.
But I just stopped taking my birth control and I didn't tell him.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, isn't it like talk to me from a woman's standpoint, Kelly, because you're a woman.
I am at last check.
Isn't there a period of time like when after you have a baby that's not possible to have another baby?
Well,
If you're breastfeeding, is that like a thing? Or am I making that up?
Well,
or is that an old wives' tale?
In theory, yes, but my sister believed that and got pregnant with a third.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So there's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, typically we don't necessarily ever condone like tricking someone into having a baby.
This sounds real dishonest.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And I think that is going to create massive problems in the marriage if she does that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I mean, both people in the marriage need to be on board with the kid plan.
Yeah, Officer Russ texts in, shots fired, not telling your husband. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, both ways.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Loaded.
Okay.
Yeah, so you definitely want to make sure that you probably have your husband get on board with that before another baby comes along.
Yes. Because I think, in our professional opinion,
I think she's probably thinking, you know, hey, if it happens, you know, like a whoopsie, then what, you know, whoops.
No one to blame.
Right, exactly.
Except for the fact that she is admitting she's not taking precautions anymore.
And she would be to blame.
Okay.
And there you go. That's your family secret.
Oh, that's deep.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It is about that time.
About that time.
Miss Kelly K.
Uh-huh.
Where we duel with jokes.
Jokes on jokes on jokes.
You laugh, you lose. Where we sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. The first person who laughs loses. You will guarantee not to hear any laughter in this next segment.
Which is pretty typical.
Yeah, pretty typical, yeah. That sound is the sound that means it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. It is the game where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. The first one who laughs loses. Score is tied up.
I possess the coveted trophy.
There it is.
I have, you hear things. I have stuff in it.
You've moved into it.
I have.
All right, so losers go first. Here we go. You laugh, you lose. Dad jokes. First person who laughs.
Second. Okay.
Sorry, I had to get myself.
Oh, wow.
I had to get myself out.
Okay.
All right, we ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess who I bumped into on my way to get my glasses fixed?
Who?
Everyone.
Wow. That is true.
First one almost got me.
And I need to cross that off.
All right.
Had that one too. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. For his birthday, I gave my husband an alarm clock that swears at him instead of beeping.
Yeah?
He's in for a rude awakening.
No, I got it. Got it. I can't take my dog to the pond anymore because the ducks keep attacking him.
Yeah?
Guess that's what I get for buying a pure bred dog.
B-R-E-A-D. Yeah. Good one.
Bred humor.
I saw my bike get stolen, but by the time I tried to catch the thief, they were gone with the Schwinn.
Oh, a brand of bike.
Yeah.
Very good.
And then Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
Get it? You see what we did there?
You know, my friend asked me how I come up with so many erectile dysfunction jokes.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It's not that hard. You laugh, you lose. You close?
Really early in the game to be tossing out that kind of joke.
What?
Really early in the game.
Okay.
You know, I'd never let my children watch the orchestra.
You never would?
No.
Why?
Too much sax and violins.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Have you heard about the guy whose whole left side was cut off?
No.
Yeah, he's all right now.
All right, because there's no left. Got it.
Yeah.
I feel like we have the same source for the jokes.
Uh-oh.
This week. My son told me he didn't understand cloning.
No.
I told him that makes two of us.
Ah, cloning humor. Very good. Very good. Very good. Well done. Well done.
Thanks.
Well done.
Science.
Did you know Italians don't die?
They don't?
No, they passed away.
That's good.
Why you gotta break your mama's heart?
That's good. That's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I was drinking my milkshake on a cliff and thought, wow, this is ledge in dairy.
Oh, ledge like a cliff. Yeah.
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 You know, Kelly, I just want to give a shout out to the sidewalks.
Give a shout out to the sidewalks.
Keeping me off the streets.
Literally. Yeah. That's a good one.
All about some literal humor.
Yeah. So I sent my son next door with a packed suitcase.
Yeah.
They called and asked why. I said, he's a homeschool foreign exchange student.
Homeschool foreign, okay.
Yeah. You didn't get that one?
No.
All right.
What's the difference between spinach and boogers?
What is the difference between spinach and boogers?
Kids don't eat spinach.
Ew.
You laugh, you lose.
Ooh. Okay.
Careful. Careful.
What did the shirt say to a pair of pants?
What did the shirts say to a pair of pants?
What up, britches?
Well, well done.
Thank you. That one was difficult.
Careful.
Yep.
Careful.
Mm-hmm.
Careful.
Yeah.
You good?
Yep.
What did the fish say when he bumped into the brick wall?
What did the fish say?
Damn!
Bet he did. I bet he did.
Damn!
How do dancers ensure job continuity during the COVID crisis?
How?
They twerk from home.
Oh, yeah. Okay, dancers. Kelly.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about this, but three nuns died. They ended up before the gates of St. Peter.
Yeah?
Yeah. St. Peter says to the nuns, you know, given you guys are nuns and devoted your life to good works, you only need to really answer a single question to enter the pearly gates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask the first nun. Well, where'd the first woman live? Nun answers quickly. Ah, Garden of Eden. St. Peter says, yeah, good. Looks at the second nun. It's the name of the first woman. Second nun pauses for a second, replies, Eve. Well done. St. Peter.
Uh-huh.
Turns to the third nun, says, as the mother superior, should be able to answer this, right? What did Eve say to Adam when she first saw him? Mother Superior furrows her brow a little bit, said, oh, that's a hard one. St. Peter goes, that's right. Welcome to heaven.
I too have a nun joke.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A nun is having a bath.
Yeah.
When she hears a knock at the door, she mm-hmm. says, who is it? It's the blind man, comes a response. Okay, thanks, a nun. Come in then. In walks a man. Nice boobs. Now, where do you want these blinds?
Ah, the blind man is an actual blind
installing the blinds.
Installer.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
You know, there was a chameleon who couldn't change colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had reptile dysfunction.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a pill for that?
I hope so.
What happens to a wooden board when it takes a lady home?
Damn! What?
It gets nailed.
That's good. That's good. Oh. Wow. Wow, I think we were waiting. We were both kind of waiting. We were both kind of waiting.
It's so dirty.
We're both holding out as long as we could. Well done. Sanitize your hands, Kelly.
Sanitizing, sanitizing, sanitizing.
Give me that trophy, Kelly. Okay. Oh, wow. That's fun. That's fun right there. You laugh, you lose.
You didn't earn it. I gave it to you.
I almost. Wow. Okay. That was a well fought battle.
Yeah, it was.
Well fought battle.
That was a battle to the death. There was
for sure.
There were nuns involved. It got dicey.
It got dicey. There it is.
Wow.
You laugh, you lose.
Oh.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, still to come, an opportunity for you to pick up $50 to spend at J Gumbo's, a part of our Kentuckiana deals. Every single Friday at 9, it goes live. But this week, we're featuring a bunch of different local restaurants where you can get a discounted gift card for you, and then you can go and support them. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
But an opportunity for you to pick up a free J Gumbo's gift card on the way. Also, a little bit later on in the show, we're going to hook you up with an opportunity to join Kelly K this afternoon with a little Zoom happy hour with artist Bozzy.
Yeah, this can be fun. So we're going to be just patches, just a select few.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to have a little Zoom call with Bozzy. We're going to have beverages.
Yep.
I can't provide you with the beverage.
No.
But, provide that for yourself.
Right, exactly.
But so, we're going to do a little cheers at the end.
Yeah,
and if you want to be the person, you can ask a question
mm-hmm.
of Bozzy. I'll have to ask it on your behalf.
Yeah.
But you get to be in on the whole thing. So if you want to do that,
yeah,
we'll
yeah.
have your shot.
Yeah, another or an opportunity for that coming up here on 99.7 DJX. All right, you feel good? Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Shining the light on Kelly Hogan Painter from North Carolina. She got creative.
Okay.
When she had to go to the grocery store and she wanted to try to be safe, protect herself.
Okay.
She didn't really have, you know, like a regular mask that people are wearing, so she put on a Buzz Lightyear space helmet, which is kind of fantastic. She says, I'm going in, press the button, the plastic shield cover her head. She was stopped by at least one person that wanted to take their picture with her because that's pretty genius.
That's unique.
When you see Buzz Lightyear walking around grocery shopping.
That is unique.
That's an opportunity to take a little socially distant pic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. That's it's staying safe. Sometimes you got to get creative.
Sure.
She got a Buzz Lightyear helmet. And she looked amazing.
Do what you got to do, right?
Tweet that out because you probably should see it.
Yeah.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
So John Krasinski has decided he is going to do something that we are doing as well.
Yes. He is going to DJ a prom tonight on YouTube.
Yep.
Beauty in red, he'll dance you.
Confused? Me too. For all of you missing prom, I'm hosting this Friday night.
Yep. Look, he's talking about tonight at 8 o'clock on YouTube. We've got the link, by the way, that you can see his kind of virtual prom. We're doing a virtual prom, too.
Yes, so we're going to peek in and see how he does his.
Yeah, exactly.
Get some tips.
Are there any good ideas?
Yeah.
I will say that he said that there are going to be some guests that he's going to have, some friends. He's going to DJ. He is upset that the class of 2020 has had to miss out on so many things. So this is one of the things that he wanted to do. It's part of his
SGN
network that he kind of just created the past couple weeks.
Some good news. He does like a little newscast where he just reports on feel good stories, and it's really adorable and it's super cute. And he had his kids make a sign, and it's adorable. So we love him.
Yeah. So tonight, 8 o'clock, it's John Krasinski, aka Jim Halpert, aka what's the other dude?
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan. Yeah.
Amazon Prime.
Exactly.
Watch it.
Doing his virtual prom. And then next Friday night at 8 o'clock on Instagram at 997DJX, it is DJX's virtual prom brought to you by Campbellsville University.
Back-to-back proms.
There you go.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah. So today, this afternoon, we're going to kick it off with like happy hour with Bozzy. And then we'll go switch gears and have a little prom with John Krasinski.
Right, right.
Have fun.
Yeah, and then
the night is packed.
I think it's going to be kind of cool because next week, leading up to the virtual prom for DJX, we're going to like feature how to do hair, you know, how to do makeup, how to do all that stuff.
Still get ready.
Right.
Get ready for prom.
So 100%.
And we're lining up some experts to do some tutorials, and we're going to try to master it.
Yeah, for sure. Jack Harlow going to pop in to our prom next week as well to announce King and Queen. So that'll be kind of cool, too. You can win some prizes. I heard you could even get virtual reality goggles, an iPad,
well,
some bunch of other
prizes
stuff.
Prizes every hour is what they said.
Well,
I think
every 15 minutes.
Oh, every 15 minutes? Oh, goodness.
Well, it's only an hour. So,
okay. So, 4 prizes.
Okay.
Got it.
Yes.
That's going to be fun.
All right. So,
that's great.
Next week, you can get details and you can see John Krasinski's virtual reality prom at WDGX.com.
Do we have a lot of candidates for prom king and queen for next week?
You know what? Honestly,
I think
we have to. Yeah, we can get in. I think we have to like update it. But you can still submit, and someone's going to become prom king and queen. So there you go. WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Speaking of the class of 2020, I know it gets a little bit. You've probably seen those old class photos of like people who've already graduated, like posting their senior picture
in solidarity,
and
also for some laughs. I mean, we're guilty as charged. We posted ours.
We did,
because they're hilarious and we want to make you laugh, but some people
don't get it.
They don't get it at all.
That's where Facebook fight stems from. That's coming up in about 12 minutes. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, great way for you to get a hold of us. Sometimes we see threads on Facebook and then we dive into the comments section, and that's where the magic lies.
The magic.
Yeah.
We'll say magic.
Sure.
Okay. So this one is started off by Matthew. He doesn't really get the whole trend of people posting their senior pictures in solidarity of the class of 2020. He doesn't get it. He's upset. He's going to vent. Sarah is also a player in this. We also have Jim checking in. I play Sarah. You're playing Matthew and you're playing Jim. All right.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Can somebody please explain to me how posting a photo from when you were a senior is somehow honoring the seniors of 2020?
It's just a nice way of saying to the class of 2020, we are with you.
Okay, yeah, and sure. It's funny.
Yeah,
because right. They're back.
But again, how does that honor any of them? It is a photo of you. I mean, if you are going to honor the class of 2020, wouldn't you post a pic of one of them?
Okay.
Here comes Jim.
Matthew, I don't know why you are questioning this. It is just a fun thing to do for the class of 2020.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim.
Thank you.
All right, he gets it.
Jim, the last thing you need to be talking about is high school.
Why is that?
Well, because his parents are cousins, and all three of them graduated at the same time. He has no standing in the discussion.
Wait a second.
Wow.
What just happened?
Wow. That
what
just took
happening?
A sharp left turn.
Okay.
Jim, is that true?
First of all, they are second cousins. Okay. Thank you very much. And secondly, we graduated a year apart.
And Jim, how exactly are we friends on here?
Oh my gosh. Hashtag doesn't make it any better. Hashtag your parents are cousins. Hashtag cousin boinkers. Wow. My God. Just went from 0 to 60.
It did. It was a little
like
sharp
two
left
seconds.
Turn.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
I
was all on Team Jim. And then after that, I'm like, uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
Well,
to be fair, it's not his fault.
Oh, it's not his fault at all. And you can't help who you love.
No. All right. When the drama erupts, you just screenshot it and send it to us. It's Facebook Fight Theater. Sports. 99.70 KX. Give me this, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
NBA got a deal with Microsoft. They are creating a direct-to-consumer streaming service.
Okay.
Personalized live game broadcasts and other content delivered using AI technology. NBA didn't really say when, but the development has already started with going live as soon as possible.
Oh, wow. Okay, how do you feel about this? Does this make you feel better?
I mean, I'm not typically a basketball fan. That's not the very first sport that I gravitate towards when I go sports.
Really?
But
is it football for you?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, probably football.
Former player, so.
Yeah, probably football.
Yeah, Capital University.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Look it up.
Go Crusaders. Yeah.
Crusaders?
Crusaders.
What is that? What does that outfit look like for the mascot?
He is a crusader.
Okay, what's the outfit look like?
Like a Roman soldier.
Oh, a Roman soldier.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Tough.
Yeah.
Tough.
Did you guys win a lot?
No.
All right.
I think
still tough, though.
I think we won 2 games.
Well,
of the 2 years I played, year and a half, I think we won 4 total games.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we weren't very good.
That was practically a winning season.
That's why I was on the team.
Awesome.
It was a real team.
I like it.
Probably wouldn't have been on the team.
Yes.
Like, we need anybody.
Okay.
Where was I? Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure.
NBA streaming service.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Right. To deliver some content to consumers.
Much direct. Needed. Yes.
Direct.
Okay, then. Exciting news in the world of sports.
And that is sports.
Sports!
Sports.
I can tell you're not really emotionally invested in that.
Not in this one.
This one didn't really...
Didn't hit me.
Hit
in
you.
The feels
in
like,
the feels.
Like some of the other ones were. But
well, you know what? I'm glad you soldiered on.
Yeah. Well, and...
You crusaded on. You know what you did? You crusaded on.
Thank you. You have until noon today to vote for the Hilltoppers.
That's right. The Red Monster.
Speaking of basketball... Big Red.
Sorry, Big Red.
Big Red.
But didn't we determine he was like a big monster?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, sorry. This is all over the place. Just know it's under the umbrella of sports! On 99.7 DJX. By the way, we got a Wiener update next.
Oh, great. Well, that came out of left field.
We're going to hit you upside the head with a Wiener update. Coming up next. You remember earlier this week, we introduce you to Mindy Vincent. Mindy Vincent gained viral fame in a unique way.
Yeah, well, she wanted to order a bunch of masks to help out. And there was a unique pattern in the one that ended up being the one that she could get quickest.
I just love that there are at least 150,000 people in the world that would also be willing to wear dicks on their face out in public.
Okay,
and
right,
think
okay.
that it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, she's the one that had the wiener face mask. And now, so after she kind of gained that viral fame, right?
Yeah. Mindy
decided she was going to raise some money for charity to help fight, you know, or for the nonprofit Utah Harm Reduction Coalition.
Okay, so she found, she realized she's got some secret sauce right here.
Yeah.
So why not ride this out and see if she can?
I was going to say, she's got a platform
good.
Now.
Yeah.
She's got people listening.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a wiener face mask. So she's like, hey, if you want one, we'll make an exchange. Proceeds go to benefit that. She's raised $56,000 so far for charity.
Holy cow!
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of sassy people out there.
Yeah, in just a couple days there.
Sassy and big-hearted people.
Big-hearted people with wieners on their masks.
Does she still have some?
What are you thinking?
I might get one.
Really?
I mean, how fun is that? I might have to explain it to my kids. But how, she did say you have to be real close to understand what's on them. So that would be violating social distance. I feel like as long as people are staying 6 feet away, they're not going to really know what's up.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that she was like, if anyone comments, then she knows they are breaching social distancing.
Exactly.
And
to back up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So anyways, there's your update from Mindy, the wiener face mask queen.
Love it.
Earning over $56,000 for her charity.
Using her power for good.
Yes! Her wiener mask power for good.
Wiener.
All right, feel good. Do these every single hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So this is really cool. There was a couple in Utah that were planning an April wedding, right?
All right.
And as so many couples were. And instead of postponing, like so many couples have had to do,
sure.
Brennan and Abby realized last month that they wanted to just switch it up just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
With advice and help from employees at a local Radio Shack, he figured out how he could engineer and pull off a drive-in wedding.
Okay, explain.
Guests, well, they were hanging out in their cars. About 30 cars showed up.
Uh-huh.
Only family members were allowed to get out of their cars, but they rigged it up to where they could listen in on people's radios. They could tune to a specific radio station and hear the ceremony.
Look at that. The
See?
Power of radio yet again.
These employees, they kind of knew. They had a friend that put on a huge Christmas decoration display every year with all the lights that sync up to the music. So with that kind of knowledge, they figured out how to rig it up, engineer it, so that the people in the cars could listen along.
All right.
And they're adorable. And, I mean, they're in a beautiful background. I mean, this is Utah, so they have... They're in the middle of, like, this huge field.
They got mountains,
I'm
sure. They
got mountains in the background. And they kind of put up these... The backdrop was two beautiful wooden kind of arched doors.
Oh.
So it's like they were standing in front of a church, but not. Okay. It was just the doors. And she said, you know what? Looking back at the pictures and the video, it was perfect.
Aww.
Like, she has no regrets for not pushing it back and waiting for the actual wedding they had planned.
Right.
So we'll tweet out the story. It's really cool. They're an adorable couple. Featured on Good Morning America at Ben and Kelly Show.
A ton of people are having to make, you know, lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah.
99.70 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Congrats to Amanda, who picked up some free J Gumbos, part of our Kentuckiana Deals. WDJX.com. You can click on Kentuckiana Deals tab, and then you can pick up some great food, discount. Support local business.
Yep, she's also going to be my plus one.
That's right.
On the Bozzy Zoom happy hour this afternoon.
Which we'll have a video of that later.
Yes, watch the socials. They're going to record the whole thing, and then we'll be able to post it later. It's going to be like a little private thing first, and then we'll...
Yeah, it should be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of virtual...
Should I go live on Instagram when I'm making my drink? Should I?
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll figure that out. I haven't really done that before.
What are you going to... What, you've never gone live on Instagram?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I have on Facebook. Not on Instagram, though.
Okay, so what kind of drink are you thinking of making?
Pina colada.
Okay.
Maybe with a dash of strawberry daiquiri mix in there.
So do you do them frozen?
Oh, well, just, yeah, blender.
Blender, I,
yeah,
frozen,
just add in the ice.
Pina colada?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The mix, the ice.
All right.
The rum.
Okay.
Little blendy blendy.
Little blendy blendy and
your drink.
All right.
There you go.
How many of those are you going to knock back before the...
Instantly on vacation.
Yeah, the happy hour.
Maybe I'll get one down.
Yeah.
It makes about a batch and a half.
All right.
So like a drink and a half, like the one?
So what you need to do is you need to drink out of the blender first.
Oh, you think?
Knock that one out.
All right.
And then
put it in a nice glass.
Nice full one with the pineapple kind of like there as garnish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll find like a really nice like glass to put it in. Maybe I've even got a hurricane glass.
I think that probably be good.
I might, yeah.
All right.
So. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, that'll be this afternoon.
All right.
See that as Kelly goes and does happy hour with Bozzy
on the DJX Insta.
Yeah, actually, Sarah did a kind of Zoom with Surfaces, the band Surfaces yesterday, and that's up. You can see that.
Awesome.
WDJX.com. She spends 15 minutes with them.
Oh, wow.
Like, I can't talk to someone I know for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Much less someone I don't know. So
I'd have to bring in my daughter, and she could really talk your ear off.
Kudos to them. So, yeah, you can see that right up at WDJX.com right now. Circles now, Post Malone, 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can get a hold of us, social media, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You know, today is a family secret day. You know, we usually open up our show and allow people to give secrets that they may be holding inside, confessions, if you will. You can hear this morning's up right now on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen. But with that, there's a Twitter handle called Fesshole, which does kind of the same thing.
Yeah, so people can kind of, you know, kind of anonymously drop their little confession.
Yeah, so they drop their confession to the Twitter feed, and then the Twitter feed itself will give their confession, so they keeps them out of it.
Yes,
you know,
which is nice. You can purge your system of it,
right? So, in this being a secret sort of day, you know,
secret sharing circle,
we'll highlight some of these that off of Fesshole.
They're pretty good.
All right,
like I pretended to be vegetarian to help get this girl into sassy time. We've been married 8 years now, and the lie persists. Sometimes I drive 30 miles to drive through at McDonald's so she can be sure that I'm not found out.
Wow.
So 8 years into the marriage,
his wife has
no idea he's not a vegetarian.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Another one. I don't work, and my husband praises me on how beautifully I keep the house. I have a cleaner who he has no idea about. She irons his shirts, too. That's quite a secret.
That's
there.
Genius.
All right, this is from Fesshole, the Twitter account.
Okay, this is weird. When I'm vacuuming, I have a regular urge to put the nozzle up to my eye to see if it'll suck out my eyeball. I have to actively stop myself from doing this every single time.
Wow.
What?
That is crazy.
That sounds painful. Because some of those can have some strong suction.
Right, they can suck.
Uh-huh.
From Fesshole, when I'm bored, I call a random number from my boss's phone. He's always golfing. And if a man answers, just say, your wife knows everything, and hang up. Interesting.
Oh, that's evil.
That's evil.
So when we were taking a group staff photo for our website at work, I made a very nice but utterly useless member of my team stand at the end of the lineup because I knew it would make it easier to Photoshop him out once I'd fired him in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, dang.
That's savage.
Dang.
That's a little savage.
This is funny, and it's from Fesshole, but it relates to a conversation that we had earlier in the show.
Does this make you feel better?
As a male, it writes, when I use a urinal, I take both the twigs and berries out for comfort. Apparently, this is weird. We were talking about earlier the fact that I wish Kelly were a dude sometimes because I'd like to just have guy chat with her.
Well, we had guy chat anyway.
We did, and it was about me standing at a urinal deciding whether
and your
or not
method.
Yeah, based on where I am in public or at home, whether I go over the top or I go through the zipper.
So do you do this at home?
If I go over the top, I will.
Okay.
Through the zipper? No.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. That's great.
Just the twig peeks through.
That's great to know. Thank you for the mental picture again.
You're welcome. One more.
One more. I dumped my last girlfriend with some made up reason when the real reason was one night during sassy time, her O-face looked just like Jimmy Kimmel, and I couldn't stop seeing it.
Oh, no. Jimmy Kimmel will haunt haunt him forever.
The finish line was just not what he could handle.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
So there it is.
That's a lot.
And that's a good place to end the show.
It is. You really can't go anywhere else from there.
No. So that from the Twitter feed fest hole, thought those were kind of funny and pass them along to you.
Me feel better about my life choices. A little bit.
So this afternoon, make sure that you tune in as Kelly will be updating via Instagram Live what cocktail she's going to be making for her Zoom call with Bozzy.
I'll welcome you into my bar.
Yeah.
At home, Kelly's Cocktails.
There you go. So,
Cocktails with Kelly.
A little Bozzy Zoom chat, which will be available after that. It's not going to be like live streamed.
My plus one being Amanda.
Yeah, that's right. So that'll be happening tonight. So that's kind of cool. And then starting Monday, you're going to get an extra hour of the Ben and Kelly show.
Look at that.
We feel like you just need more.
With content like we just had.
Like content like that.
I think we just proved.
I mean,
we need to stay on longer.
Kelly, let's run down real quick some of the things that we talked about.
Should we?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Naked Funeral Guy. We talked about zippers. We talked about the family secrets. You laugh, you lose. There's Facebook fights. There's the Wiener Mask update.
Do we take a picture of our official show sheet?
I write some weird things on there sometimes.
Okay, I was just, it might be fun to just pull back the curtain, maybe, show the wizard.
Sure. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe we do that sometime.
Okay.
So anyways, yeah, beginning on Monday, you'll hear us from 6 to 11 on 99.7 DJX. So you'll have more on the podcast. You'll have more opportunity because here's the real reason. The real reason is, I mean, your listening habits are all skewed and weird.
And you might be listening later.
Yeah.
You're getting up later.
Yeah.
I know I would be.
So we just want to be on when you are.
And then I'll be hanging on from 11 to 1 solo. There you go. Because you want more of Kel-Kel, right?
All right.
It's just not enough.
Right. So there you go. Have a go. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.